Okay, here's some answers, I think. I don't know about the first question. I think for urban cycling, commuting, the people that I would say I've lived in relationship with that commute on the same bikes that they race on, that they ride for off-road, they ride for on-road. There's really, in my history, I've at times had racks on my bike. I've at times had fenders on my bike, and for the purpose of having the ability to do things that are in the, I guess, errands and commuting and stuff like that. You know, I designed a cargo bike, that carried 100 pounds of coffee and other things on it. So to me, I am interested. I guess, and I have designed what I would consider to be appropriate product for those categories. Whether they come to the attention, a cargo bike comes to the attention of the first world, I really don't care. I think that, there's a utility bike in my idea shop that is, could be, electric assist. There's all kinds of things that I think about in terms of being able to carry more stuff and have a bike ride at the same time, which is the purpose of cycling to me, is how do you do more things on a bike and less things on a car. Okay, next one, off-road riding has been diluted to a barrage of categories and acronyms. Okay. Do you think it's important for a rider to simply enjoy the ride without need of defining what kind of bike ride they're doing? Basically, yeah, tagging on to what I previously said, I don't really, there've been times when I use a road bike off-road and a off-road bike on-road, it really doesn't have much to do I think enjoying the ride and for its simplicity and just being able to do it with people, sometimes whether they be my children or my father or basically a different level of fitness, anything, just so that you can enjoy being together, basically takes priority. And I think when I see someone show up on a mountain bike, on a road bike ride, I don't say anything. I try not to do anything but encourage people to be that they're on a bike, and that's a good thing. Any new innovations you're planning? I would say that I'm always thinking of ways of improving my ride. I think for me, it is more in line with my age and my wife Martha being able to enjoy cycling with me. And as I look at my father and other people who are beginning kind of the senior years of life, I think that I have to innovate. I have to figure out ways in which we can continue enjoying riding, and innovation's the only, the best way to keep enjoying riding. I think that, you know, when you look at all the different combinations of bars and positions and different kinds of adjustments that are done to make you at whatever age you are be able to continue riding, that's what Richie is all about. I'm just a cyclist and at its core, and how I can continue to ride and continue to make product that makes my ride better is the story of the company that makes other people's rides better. Okay, after all these years, do you still go in the garage and repair tires? Of course. I've always been my only and sole mechanic and repair person all these years. I don't let other people and touch my bike. I do all my maintenance, whether it be tire repairs or mechanical repairs or building up bikes or building myself another bike, which I'm in the middle of planning on doing, making a V3 Outback in my garage next month. Okay, of all these years, which was the component for you that had the greatest impact? You know, to me, being able to travel easily, I mean, it's been a great pleasure to be able to basically ride the world, ride all four corners of the world as much as I can piece them together. The African continent, of course, the South American continent, the North American continent, the European continent, the Asian continent. I've had a chance to ride in so many different countries, and the bike that has made that more convenient than ever has been the Breakaway. And to me, for me personally, my have an impact on the freedom of being with bike in places that are unique. That would be for me personally. So that's my answer there, the Breakaway. Is there another Tom Ritchie out there who can revolutionize cycling even more? You know, I hope there's a lot of other people that are continuing to innovate and all. There's an arc of development that has to do with having been, you know, having had the chance to start when very few people were working on what I would say revolutionary concepts of cycling. You know, the time that I stepped into things in the early 70s, there was only a few choices in terms of types of bikes and components. And of course now there are so many different ways of equipping a bike, of looking at a bike, you know, from the most simple to the most complicated and evolved. And of course, once those choices have been exploited, and there's so much choice now available in just about every way imaginable, when you just look at it from that perspective, I don't think anybody will have the same opportunities as people that were in my peer group in the beginning of what was the age of American cycling revolution, but in one sense I would say that the bike has always kind of had a self-defining impact on most people that I look at as having impact. You have to start with something that was incredibly well designed and innovative and study what the true stories of those people that contributed to the bike design and what made it an important invention to focus effort on. And most of the time it was because something broke or something was just coming out in terms of technology, and you could transport that technology on many different planes, you know. So there are two ways in which, well, there's more than two, but there's a couple of ways in which innovation revolutionizes any sport, cycling or sailing or any of the ones that I've been interested in, aviation, and that is, along the lines of, you know, how much pre-knowledge was evident, and how much technology of materials and just the use of affordable materials made it possible to commercialize an idea. And we're at the point where there's a lot of new materials that weren't around in 50 years ago, at least in a commercialized sense, that were affordable. And now a lot of them are. And so we're at the a very evolved point in terms of using technology. And I'm, I saw that over 50 years, and I've seen some things continue to kind of develop, but for the most part, a lot of things just get rediscovered as being great products all along. Okay, is there another? Okay, of all the changes you have already achieved, which ones do you still need to conquer? All the challenges. That's an easy one. It's my age. I think anyone that hits 50 has a certain challenge, and 60 and 70 and 80, and my dad's 93. So I know that I will never stop having age challenges at this point in my life, and I'm fortunate to be still riding on my bike, and I need every advantage I can get as far as the product development side of things. All right, this last question: the steel is real. I think you mean something like, is steel real? Well, it is a foundational material that so many things rely upon. So yes, it is still real. It's still very important in the frame business to be able to fabricate customized bicycles using steel tubing. It's still very real. People don't realize You know, from a customization, I grew up in the customization business of frame building, and or, you know, whether it be building specific geometries based on a person's exact person size and figuring out what, you know, what their personal measurements were and making a decision with them for the kind of bike that they wanted and the brazons and the and things that they wanted to do with their bike. So to me, steel is very real and is still very foundational in terms of the one of the only materials, maybe titanium, but at a much higher cost, that a builder can make something totally custom for somebody. Most of the carbon bikes are molded, and a mold determines everything. So you can only have afford so many molds, and so therefore, for the most part, steel is the only realistic choice for someone to have something custom. The bikes I offer have that in mind, and that history baked into the way I design. And I would say also foundational are all the steel parts on a bike that, regardless of what technology comes and goes, they continue to be foundational. And that's like your spokes, the chain, the materials for making spokes and chains and cables and pedal axles and bottom bracket axles and bearings and bolts and fasteners and the little springs that go into all kinds of things. There's really no better material. There's really no, you know, more affordable and high-performance material at the same time as steel.